With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Chesapeake Bay Foundation. Earlier this month, the attorneys general of 21 states, including Texas and Kansas, joined a lawsuit to stop the Chesapeake Bay cleanup. You might wonder, why would Texas want to mess with Maryland? Why would a state criminal prosecutor more than 1,000 miles away amid the sagebrush even care about what we do to reduce pollution in our local streams? The answer is that farm industry lobbyists recruited 21 mostly Midwestern and Southern states to join a legal battle to overturn EPA pollution limits for the Chesapeake Bay. The American Farm Bureau Federation has a lot of political power and fights hard against environmental regulations of all kinds, but especially against those it thinks could set a precedent nationally, like the coordinated multi-state Chesapeake Clean Water Blueprint. Don Parrish is a director at the American Farm Bureau.
What we're concerned about is EPA exerting too much authority and too much pressure on states. Ultimately, we think the Clean Water Act is structured in a way where states control land and water use decisions, and we think EPA is trying to infringe upon that.
That states' rights argument was thrown out by federal judge Sylvia Rambo in September. She ruled that EPA was acting well within its authority and employing sound science when it issued pollution limits for the Bay in 2010. Nevertheless, the Farm Bureau appealed the decision and recruited others to its national crusade against pollution limits. Oliver Houck is director of the Environmental Law Program at Tulane University and an expert on the Federal Clean Water Act. He said the national fight against the Chesapeake Bay pollution limits is not really about the Bay at all. It's really about the much larger Mississippi River, which drains parts of 31 states and is the economic and political heart of the agricultural industry.
The next step from the Chesapeake is to the Mississippi, at the base of which, in the Gulf of Mexico, is the largest dead zone in the Americas. It's huge. It's the size of some New England states. And it's been chronic for years, and its growth and its contamination is absolutely directly correlated to agricultural inputs, which basically means fertilizers.
EPA and the Chesapeake region states signed a cleanup agreement in the year 2000. And now environmental groups in the Midwest are petitioning EPA for pollution limits for the Mississippi, very much like the Chesapeake limits. The farm and fertilizer industries and some states are trying to kill the Bay cleanup plan because they are worried they might also have to reduce their own pollution, Houck said.
They're in it also attitudinally because the farm industry, and it's a huge industry, and it covers enormous amounts of terrains. It uses enormous machines. It uses staggering amounts of chemicals. It's the largest single polluter in the country. And it's been outside of control since 1972. I mean, it's been out of control for its life. And even when the Water Act came on in its modern form in 72, it's been outside of reach. Nobody's tried to touch it. So they've got an attitude, right? This seems to them like an invasion.
Some of the farm lobby's attitude is based on ideology, anti-regulatory, anti-EPA, anti-government. But what does the Farm Bureau really fear? That the success of the Chesapeake Bay cleanup will continue and spread? That sounds more like a promise than a threat. With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton, senior writer for the Chesapeake Bay Foundation.